Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh man, that gets me every time I see it. Hey everyone, and welcome to the AFC South Fan Battle Podcast. I'm your host tonight, Matthew Briggs. Guys, if you tune in to see Sam, you are a week too early. So you'll be back next week. That's when she gets off the house arrest for the meth lab. No, I'm just kidding. But be back next week to give us all hell. So tonight we are continuing our draft special with the the division champions, Jacksonville Jaguars. So let me introduce my colleagues tonight. For the Texans, I got Mr. Brown, Chubby Bear himself, BT. Say what's up.
What's going on, guys?
And for the Colts, I got Mr. Josh Sr.
What's good?
And speaking of Maximus for the Titans, I got Maximus Titans fan.
What's up, everybody? Nice to be back.
And I had to do them in style. I had to introduce them last. Coming from the Jags fan battle, I got Mr. Matthew Grieve and Cody Cold Gaming.
That's King of the South rat infested to you, sir.
Right. My bad. How dare I? Better put some respect on his name, huh?
Yeah.
All right, fellas, well, let's get started. Let's talk about the Jaguars draft needs. Right above us is what ESPN believes the Jaguars should take. So I'll start it off with you, Matt. Does this list look right, or does it need a couple of changes?
I hadn't a chance to look at this beforehand, but I think we're at a point right now where we have a lot of holes along our depth chart that you could almost go with almost any list outside of quarterback, obviously. So I would say I'm okay with that. I would probably move up defensive tackle and a little bit higher, maybe put cornerback at the top. But I think I've said this before, most teams in the NFL could always put defensive tackle and cornerback at the top, regardless of who they have on the roster. So I'm okay with it.
All right.
Like I said, I think we're looking at filling out our depth chart, which is something super rare for the Jaguars. Like never, ever have we ever been like, I think we just need to fill out our depth. Usually it's like, okay, who can come in and start day one and save our franchise?
Right. You sound like a Texan fan right there. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of weird, right? The way the NFL shifted, the running back is pretty much a easy position to fill, but corner and defensive tackle seems like it's like one of the most difficult ones, right? So I can see that. Cody, what about you? What do you think?
So I would have put guard up there too, but a lot of people have faith in Walker Little at right tackle. And if they have faith, then I have faith, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they see something in it that I don't. But defensive tackle, like our main problem with last season was getting after the quarterback and plugging those holes. So I don't know. the Texans and the Colts and the Titans don't run all over us. You know what I mean? So I would put a defensive tackle probably at one and then guard at two.
Okay. But everything else pretty much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, you're pretty solid so far on the edge, right? You still don't know the what you got in Josh Allen. And Walker is coming off his rookie year. So you got to give them a couple more years to, you know, prove themselves, right? So
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping that Josh Allen can replicate what he did early on. And hopefully Trayvon Walker can, you know, do something. I know the Jaguars drafted him with, I don't know, some sort of specific scheme with in mind for him. But I'll say this. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We should have gotten Aiden Hutchinson, and we probably wouldn't be needing – we probably wouldn't have such a high need for defensive tackle. But that's just me. And like I said before, in the NFL, you can never have too many defensive tackles. You can never have too many quarterbacks just because you're trying to defeat the quarterbacks and the wide receivers. That's what wins games.
All right. Well, Josh, I'll kick it off to you. You lost to the Jaguars at Jacksonville. So, you know, this familiar. What do they need and what they don't?
They don't need a quarterback.
Right.
Well, in this case, see, we lost every quarterback they had in the last 8 years, so it don't matter who they have at quarterback. Cornerback was a need because we burnt was it Griffin?
Yeah.
He burnt for the game-winning touchdown.
And
safety. Linebacker. It seems like they always have a linebacker. I don't care who it is. They have some no names. They have, you know, Tevin Smith. They have the other guy we always make fun of?
Miles Jack.
They always have good linebackers. I don't know what his name. He wasn't there. And the guy from the Bills that retired. They always had good linebackers.
I'm sorry. Whoa. You don't disrespect that guy's name. It's Pizlesny. Respect.
Pizlesny. Yep.
Look, I know who he is. I just can't say his last name, all right? So fuck off, man. I respect him. I just can't say his last name.
All right. Touche.
All right.
And O-line, you know, you can never get enough O-line, you know, protecting the quarterback. That's going to be their franchise quarterback. So you can never get enough of having depth at the O-line.
All right. Well, moving up on the list, Mr. Maximus, how about you? What do you think?
I think the cornerback is their biggest need. You know, they got the edge cornerbacks. I think slot cornerback is their biggest need, and then O-line, and then probably tight end or tackle.
Tight end, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Even though they got the best one in the division, you think they still go tight end?
You think they got the best one in the division?
Evan Engram had a pretty monster year.
I mean, I'm not debating the fact that he was amazing tight end. I just, do you think, honestly, he's the best in the division? And do you
think right now, yes.
I mean, in today's game, though, in what they're trying to do, do you not think that two pass catching tight ends is an important part of today's NFL game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see that.
I mean, that's where I'm just going with it. I mean, for me, it's all about offense in today's game. It's all about putting up numbers. So that's what I'm saying.
All right. I respect it. BT, what about you?
Yeah, the biggest need, I'm surprised no one has mentioned this, is rat poison. That's number one. other than that, I have to say corner, particularly not only because they actually need a corner, but because of the class that we have right now. There are some amazing corners that I think they'll grab one in the first round. I think that's what they'll do. It makes a lot of sense. And then after corner, I have to agree with defensive tackle and then guard. So that's where I'd put it, and then linebacker safety. So that's how I would change it up from what you got on the screen right now.
Okay, all right. What, Matt and Cody, what do you think of the other three conversation on what y'all need? Pretty spot on?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say no because this is supposed to be battle, right? Y'all were wrong, like super wrong.
I mean, BT was really spot on when he said the number one need was rat poison. But he could say the second need was a metronome clinic, you know, for all the math. But, you know, We'll go with it. Cody, what about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's like this, you know, the same way they always have linebackers and we don't even know who, you know, like no name guys, or whatever. That was pretty spot on. It's like Devin Lloyd comes out of, you know, like into the draft or whatever and puts up some pretty good numbers like in the beginning of the season and just kind of falls off later on. It's like, yeah, that's always been our forte, I guess. Tyson Campbell on the other side of cornerback, whatever, having somebody to compliment him would be great. But right now I just feel like it's, you know, we got to get deep in the trenches. It's big guy season.
And I also think, like, if they do get another guy on the other side, I think you're right. I think Campbell can be a pretty good corner. Maybe a number one lockdown corner. But if you get another side on the other side, that helps Cisco and Jenkins improve too, because they don't have to, they can just cover the top of the field instead of have to, you know, rely like last year they had a cover for Shaquille because he got burnt like no other.
Yeah.
So this time they can just rely on covering the top half of the field. So I think corner, to me, I would go corner first, because like BT said, man, this draft is stocked with some great talent at cornerback position. So, and it's also stocked with some great defensive tackles. So I agree with you guys, either one, defensive tackle, cornerback. All right, well, let's jump into the draft. This is Jordan Reed's mock draft for the Jacksonville Jaguars, every pick. We're just going to do the first three. I'm going to kick it off with BT and save Matt and Cody for last. So, BT, first three rounds, who are you taking for the Jaguars?
Yeah, so I think, like I said, I think it's corner first. I know he has a guard up there, but I think you do need a corner. So I would probably say, because you're picking at 24, right? So I would say, like, Deontay Banks, I think, is going to be there, and I think that's who I would take. And then at 56, you could go – so if they go at 24 and they take Osiris instead of Deontay Banks, then they can take at 56. I think it's Julius Brents. He'll probably be there. But if they do take a corner at 24, which in my opinion is what they should do, then you could probably go Matthew Bergen, and then instead of Torrance. And then at 88, I think you might want to go edge there. And you could move him around, Andre Carter. And I think you could move him on the inside. I think he can play quite a bit.
Linebacker, too.
You could go linebacker, but and this might be a reach. This last option may be a reach, but Zach Pickens. So you could get him at 88. He potentially could last until 121. I'm not 100% sure, but that's kind of like the range. Like, yeah. So to me, those are the options of what you do if you're doing corner, line, and then either defensive tackle or edge.
Okay, all right, I like it. But I'm a little biased because you're a Texan fan. But Max, what about you? What do you say?
All right. So first of all, I'd like to say, as a friend, not as a Titans fan, I'm talking to you as a friend. This is where you find out if your GM's any good or not, when you're picking at 24, not in the top five. Top five are easy to pick. 24 is a little harder to do.
Okay.
Every mock draft I did, Joey Porter Jr. was available. I don't really think he's going to be. But
yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't really think he's going to be, but every mock draft I did, he was available. If he's there, I'm taking him all day long. Otherwise, I agree with VT. Banks is the pick. In round two, I went a little weird. I went with, I think that offensive line is always a good thing to do. You got a young quarterback, take care of him. Joe Tippmann was there. Cody Mock was there a lot. I think they need a swing tackle. I think Cody Mock is the pick. He's a big dude, you know, and he gets to the second level really good. That's my guy. Round three, again, I had a really hard time here. You know, you've got, again, I said tight end is a big need for them, or that's the way I feel. So I kind of think Sam Laporta is a good pick here. He was always available. Again, I don't know if he is actually available in the real draft. That's just what the mock drafts kept giving me. But I also liked Zach Harrison, 6'5", edge from Ohio State. Kind of an Arden Key replacement, kind of a rotational edge guy. But edge is like the deepest part of this draft. I think that's honestly the deepest position of the draft this year. So I think if you want to go edge, you can go later and still get a really good edge defender. But I think third round is probably good enough. But also another position that we're not really talking about here that the Jaguars could use is another good wide receiver. And Tyler Scott from Cincinnati seems to fit really well with what they do. He's shifty. He's kind of, you know, in the middle. I think that that would be one of those three. Sam Laporta would be my number one. But if Zach Harrison, you know, or Tyler Scott was there, I wouldn't be upset either.
Yeah, I do have a question, though, for the Jags in here. Do you think that Evan Engram is going to sign a long-term contract, or is he going to be tagged? I mean, right now he's not participating in the off-season workouts right now, voluntary stuff. So what's going on with him? Like, Max is saying that you get a tight end. I mean, it would make sense to get a tight end if he's not 100% solidified to come back, right? So what's going on there?
So I haven't heard any reports of really there being any headway on that. But like what we saw recently with Jalen Hurts, sometimes you don't hear anything out of the blue, something happens, right? As a fan, I hope that he signs something long-term. I'm okay with him playing on the tag this year, but I would prefer to get him locked up long-term because next year we have several players that are going to be candidates for the tag. And so the last thing we need are three players that we need to sign long-term. We only have one tag. I mean, I guess you have multiple tags, right? But realistically, just one to play with. So I think he'll be signing long-term. He was super key to our offense, especially as the year progressed. He's the best tight pass-catching tight end we've had in history of the franchise. And kind of what you said, or someone had said earlier in the call that, in the past happy league we're in, tight ends are crucial to most offenses. And it proved this year that that's the case. So, yes, I think we sign him long-term. There's really nothing coming out of the building in that camp on both sides, but I assume something will be tied up long term.
Yeah, so right now it's just like no news is good news until we hear something or whatever. And hopefully it goes our way. There's nothing really to suggest that it won't at the moment. You know, I don't have like – it's not swaying my opinion either side. So, yeah, I'm just – it's just – it's calm waters right now until it's not.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, Josh, who do you got the Jaguars picking at three or in the first three rounds?
I went safety. I know it's a reach. I went safety first round at 24 with Brian Branch out of Alabama. I hate it, but they always draft Alabama guys for whatever reason. The second pick, I got Jordan Addison from USC. I know they got some receivers already, but another receiver that could replace with Marvin Jones,
the second.
Yeah. And I got cornerback with the third pick, Emmanuel Forbes, Mississippi State.
All right. I don't see Jordan Addison being there, but we've seen some crazier shit in the draft, right?
Right.
I mean, who the hell thought Cole Strange was going to be a first-round draft pick last year, other than Bill Belichick? So, Mr. Cody Cold Gaming, I'll start with you for our Jaguars commentators. Who would you love to see your Jacksonville Jaguars draft?
So, I think the first-round pick is just it's going to be a value pick. If it was me, just whoever is the best still on the board or whatever, just grab them. Doesn't really matter the position because, like Matthew was saying earlier, whatever, it's about depth at this point. And there's going to be positions of need that you can still fill later on in the draft. that are still going to be there. So like the second round, there was still like a lot of guys, like, you know, as far as like cornerback or strong safety goes, like Jordan Battle was there, Cam Smith was there, Keely Ringo was there, and all the mock drafts that I did. And then we got, you know, the edges are, you know, still deep, whatever. I got, guy's name on. So yeah. Yeah. Derek Hall out of Auburn, in the third, which, you know, which I don't think that's going to be possible or whatever, but still, like, I had Voorhees in the third once. I was like, you know.
Yeah, I can see Voorhees being there because of that injury, but yeah, Derek Hall, that's, well, who do you got taking that second?
So, just,
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. As far as like corner, yeah, just a cornerback position. My favorite in this draft is Cam Smith. That dude is a dog. he's probably going to get us in some trouble, like in the first couple of games of the season or whatever, because he's a little handsy. But I don't know. He just reminds me of when we were Saxonville and we were knocking people out. When everybody thought that he was too big to tackle or whatever, and he got laid out.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Jaguars that I love to see. So Cam Smith would definitely fit that role. And then that third round, just a guard edge. Yeah, who's ever best available at that pick?
So at first you don't care who, as long as it's best player available.
Yeah, I really don't. Like people are saying like Miles Murphy or Nolan Smith and stuff like that, and it's like,
damn.
I don't see them falling that far down the board or whatever. So it's like, you know, everyone that I did.
So here's the question to you, Matt. So, you know, I don't think he'll drop that far to 2024, but everybody's saying Jalen Carter's stock is depleted and is going to drop all the way to, you know, that far. At 24, do you take the risk and get Jalen Carter to solidify your line, or you pass on because of all the, you know, character issues and what happened at pro day?
You take him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you don't pass a Jalen Carter at 20.
He's not
I see Cody over here saying he said no.
Yeah, we got a difference over here.
So tell you what you say, no?
I say yes, because I think we have it's only been 1 year, but I think Doug Peterson's gone in. He's got a hold on that locker room. I think most of the players have bought in. Talented players, not just any players, right? Some of our playmaking on both sides have bought into the system, and we can afford bringing in somebody who maybe have some issues, off the field issues. I think the locker room can handle that.
Remind me, who's your defensive coordinator?
Gosh, of course you put me on the spot.
Ah, dude. Oh my God, why don't I remember this?
Actually, was his first year. Mike Caldwell, sorry.
Yeah, Mike Caldwell. Yeah, because he was
very up and down. But I think this is the first year.
This is the first year that, you know, the Jaguars actually kept the same defensive coordinator in a while. So, you know, that helps, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there's parts last year where it almost looked like he was gonna keep that trend.
Right.
Yeah.
So Cody, you're saying no. Why not no?
We just don't have, you know, as a Jaguars organization, and you know, all those people that were a part of that are no longer here, but we just don't have very good luck. Yeah, as far as that's concerned or whatever, like Justin Blackman, right. Telvin Smith got arrested with like 50 keys. You know, so it's like any sort of like
Jay Ramsey threw a fit and he laughed, you know.
Yeah. Well, any sort of like legal trouble, I just don't feel like it happens to be in their favor in this organization at least.
I don't know, man. Someone that talented dropping to 24, which I don't think there's a universe out there that he drops.
I don't see him getting past the Steelers. If he's available at 17 with the Steelers pick, I think the Steelers jump all over it, right? I mean, they're known for picking a guy like that.
And, yeah, that's true.
You know, and him and T.J. Watt on the same line.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. No.
So yeah,
he's not gonna drop that far, but it'd be tantalizing if he did.
Oh, you can only hope, right? I mean, but again, it's the NFL draft. Anything can happen.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
yeah. Like Blake Bortles going number 3 overall.
Right. Right. Like,
oh my God.
Like Bo Callahan, you know, he was the first or number 1 pick, but the Cleveland Browns didn't take him. Nobody gets that reference. Nobody wants to draft day on here? Come on, guys.
Every single one
of you are fired.
Okay,
fired.
Yeah.
I saw the word just to get that particular.
It's draft season. Y'all haven't watched that yet? You're killing me, Small. All right, Matt. Tell me what you got.
All right. I am in no way, shape, or form any sort of draft guru, partially because after the top 5, it's all crapshoot anyways, and everyone's drafts exploded. But – and I do want to make a comment that Max had said earlier about drafting at 24 is harder than top 5. You clearly haven't been a Jaguars fan because we have messed up the top 5 picks over and over and over. And the only reason we got Trevor Lawrence right is because it's Trevor Lawrence. No one was going to get that wrong, right? Just look at our draft history. Top 10, top 5, we are pure
garbage. Yeah, I mean, look at the pick last year, right?
I was just trying to be nice.
I appreciate that, but as a Jags fan who's just suffered, we're so bad. I think 24 might be easier because there's less options, right? And plus, what I don't know what you guys think. After I think I'd say historically speaking, once you get to 2022, there really aren't any more first round graded players typically, right? I don't know what you guys think about that.
After about the top 15.
I would normally I would say you're close, but man, this draft had the potential to be one of the greatest drafts we've seen in a while.
Like, unless you're drafting a wide receiver,
defensive end.
I would say the edge is great. The corner,
The edge, the corners. Yeah,
you can have four cornerbacks go in the top 15. The edge in the later rounds, you got some great linebackers. Like the defensive tackles. I mean, you got the guy from Pittsburgh, Jalen Carter. I mean, you got a whole bunch of defensive tackles that are going to be there too. So I think it's going to start falling out about maybe about 35 to 40 is when you're going to stop seeing first round talent this year. But
yeah,
been wrong before.
But I agree with you, Matt. I mean, like I'm 100%, I think you're completely right because of the way this draft is this year. I mean, edges, first of all, there's 34 draftable edges this year. I don't think that's ever happened in the past 20 years, at least, if not ever. So that's insane.
And in the average mock draft, 10 edges have went in the first round in the average mock draft. So that's fucking crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And the last time that has happened, it was 2011, and they took 8. And that probably – one of the best drafts we've seen with Cam Newton, of course, the greatest Texan player of all time, J.J. Watt. Like, you know, that was such a great positional player draft, and I think this is going to be it too. But, yeah, man, I'm sorry, Matt, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you're good, you're good.
And tell me.
I just wanted to put that asterisk there that I am no way, shape, or form any sort of draft guru. Okay. But saying that, neither are the Jaguars, so I guess I fit just right in with my organization. Ideally, I think somebody alluded to this before, we get somebody opposite of Tyson Campbell in the first round, and ideally that would be Deontay Banks. I don't know if that'll happen. Again, 24, anything could happen. But it would be nice to get Deontay Banks, a solid cornerback, opposite side of Tyson Campbell, because Tyson Campbell was absolutely on fire last year. So it'd be nice to have somebody on the other side to alleviate some of that pressure, have both sides of the field potentially locked down. You know, we'll see what he converts to once he gets into the big league. So Deontay Banks, I have him going first round. Second round, I'd stay defense. So for me personally, I would go heavy defense the entire draft. And so I would go and it sounds like that's kind of where most of the playmakers are at on this defense on this draft, I guess, is on the defensive side. So I would go Derek Hall, Auburn. I don't know if he's going to be there. I don't know what you guys think. We may have to trade up for that, though. I would think so. But if Derek Hall's there,
I can see him being there. I can see him falling down to that spot.
I would take him. And then for the third round, it's tough. There's I don't know. Probably off. I was looking at a couple drafts, and the one that made most sense to me was Alabama offensive tackle Steen. Out of all the drafts that I've seen. Now, I wouldn't personally go offensive side predominantly the entire draft because I think we're pretty set. I believe in Little. I think he's going to be all right. But if we do go Steen, that allows competition across the line. Maybe he does pick up the spot where Walker Little was supposed to slide into. Cam Robinson, who knows what's going to happen to him at the end of the contract. So I guess even in the third round, you can start looking down the future once these players that are on their rookie contracts start coming up. You know, are they going to be worth that? Can you get value with these other players that might still have 3 years left on their rookie contracts that you can slide in instead? So I think for me, I think the Jaguars third round are going to do something like that. It's going to be a pick that may not make sense for today, but will make sense for later down the road for the team, cap-wise and talent-wise. And that's different for the Jaguars historically because, again, 1 through 7, we have always been looking for somebody who can come in day one and make an impact. And right. So I think by the third round, we're really going to start seeing that effect where, wow, we're kind of set in most positions. Now we can start drafting for depth and take those hits whenever we lose our playmakers to somebody down the road. So that's my three rounds.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do an in-depth one, but I kind of think you might go Brian Branch because I think the Ravens swoop up Banks before.
That would be my second pick for the first, yeah.
I think Brian Branch plugs in pretty well because he's the type of safety that can play corner.
Yes.
So if you need him in the corner, boom. If Jenkins gets hurt or if Cisco gets hurt, boom. Yeah. Like y'all have been preaching all time, you got depth. So yeah. I think Brian Branch would be great. The one pick I don't think he'll fall that far, but the one player I do not want y'all to get is Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Iowa. I do not want to face him at all in AFC South. I think that dude's going to be another Brian Urlacher type, a Fred Warner type of a linebacker. He just plays coverage, plays a run. And third round, man, I can see, like Matt said, focusing on the future. I can see y'all drafting Andrew Voorhees at USC. Yeah, he's going to be missing a year. But y'all kind of in a perfect prediction where you can waste that third round and let him heal, and you got a first-round talent. Because the dude was supposed to be in the top five before he got hurt, right? So get him in the third round, let him heal, let him build up. And boom, there you go. You got your possible starter. So it seems like the Jaguars are in the perfect spot to build off the draft. But here's another question to you and Cody. So say like a team like the Titans or somebody that needs a quarterback in the future and can kind of want to move up into the first round, would y'all be interested in trading that number 24 pick and get more capital for the future, or y'all want to just stay where you're at?
No. I would move if there's any movement. I hope it would be up. not too far up. I wouldn't want to go like beyond 18 because I think the cost to move up to 18 is even kind of pricey. Ideally, maybe up to 21, 20 if there's just that one player that they want. I don't know what their draft board looks like. They're keeping a secret like every other team. But, yeah, no trading down. Okay. Trade up.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Let me ask – can I ask a question here?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're trading up, if you're saying 17, 18, right, like I know you're saying you believe a little, but would you not, if you're trading up, not take Wright to be that right tackle right there? Because
– From Tennessee, Donnell Wright?
Yeah, I mean, he is dominant. He's – I mean, if you saw him against Will Anderson, Will Anderson can't do anything against him, right? So if we're picking him, right, if we actually do get Will Anderson at two – Wright is the only person really that has been able to stop him. So would you guys consider that?
Our main goal, our main issue was wasn't protecting our quarterback last season. Trevor Lawrence has one of the quickest releases in the NFL. It was like turning over in the red zone, like getting the touchdowns, and then going after the quarterback. So with those needs in mind or whatever, I would pick differently, and I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't trade up just to get a guard. That's more like a later round type of scenario for me.
So you would trade up to get like a Jalen Carter, a Miles Murphy, a type of guy that can help you get to the quarterback, right?
Yes, yeah, somebody that's going to make like a significant difference.
Okay.
Like I don't think Witherspoon or Gonzalez. I definitely don't think Joey Porter is going to be there.
Yeah. I think he might be one of the few players. If Porter's sitting around 18, and if the price isn't too much, I think they make a move. But I'm with you. I don't think he's that far.
I have the Lions or the Seahawks picking either Gonzalez or Joey Porter, vice versa. Yeah. Like those two are for sure locked on in the top.
Yeah, I think Porter goes. I think Porter goes too early for us to be able to jump high. But I think he's one of two players. I could see them moving up. If your question is specifically for Darnell Wright at 18 or 19, that's tempting, I would say, just because he is a good pass protector, and that's not just the league, the Jaguars, right? The Jaguars are a pass happy team, so I wouldn't be upset if they did that.
Okay,
but right, they're moving up, I hope it's for Porter Jr.
You gotta give up a lot for that, man.
He's
gonna be gone. All right, folks.
Like you said, crazier things.
Yeah, that's true. All right, fellas. You got any questions for Mr. Matt and Cody before we end the show about the Jaguars draft or Jaguars? I mean, you can ask him how does the rat taste.
I do. I don't have a question. I got a statement though.
Okay.
I just hope they fuck it up.
I mean,
Jags, your wish may come true.
I'm about to say it's the Jaguars. Anything can happen.
Hey, take care of Minshew for us, man.
Yeah, make sure you get the Gatorade cans ready so you can shotgun
something.
I guess, a question or statement. I don't know how you, but I mean, it's kind of written in the sand, right, that y'all are going to pick Osiris Torrance because he's from Florida, and that's all y'all pick, right, in the first round is Florida guys?
Nah, Dave Caldwell is gone. That whole mantra
is cutting that bridge. You burn that bridge down and never let it rise again.
I mean, after Tab and Brian, dude. Come on.
Right. I mean, you did say, Caldwell is gone, but yeah, your GM brought back Tim Tebow. So, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, those jerseys sold like crazy down here, by the way. So, I mean,
the Lord, because he's the Lord tight end. What up?
Yeah,
why up?
I mean, I'm just saying, as far as like a marketing scheme, whatever, it was
kind of good. It was the smartest thing ever, you know? Right. So, was it Isaiah Wilson? Maybe he should take some pointers from Tim Tebow and learn how to promote his stuff because his rap music's terrible. All right, guys. Well, this is the worst part.
I have a quick question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So Bryce Young goes first.
Yes.
Is Houston going with Anderson?
Will Levis.
Will Levis.
So look, like everybody that we've talked to, me and BT talked to, they said that it's pretty much lockdown city in Houston. Like nothing's getting out. Like no, nothing for sure from the GM, from the owners. But the rumors are saying we're trading out of the second, possibly to the Colts, possibly to the Raiders. You know, so we will be either drafting Will Levis or Tyree Wilson. I don't know. I don't see how you don't go CJ Stroud at number two. BT feels the same way. But
I think the right thing to do is to get CJ Stroud. What I think we do is I don't think we pick up a quarterback in the first round, unfortunately. I think we either trade down or we make the pick for Anderson. I think they like Wilson better in terms of performance, but I think the injury history might make them pick Anderson over Tyree Wilson just because, you know, they picked Stingley last year and he missed half the year. Do they want to do that same thing again this year with Wilson? I don't know if Nick wants to do that. So I don't unfortunately think we get a quarterback in the first round. That's what we're listening to right now. It's what we're on. I was on a space right before this just bitching about it. So
yeah, that's right. You know, all these Colts fans, Titans fans, surprisingly, I haven't seen Jaguars fans do it, but they keep posting pictures all over about Will Levis being selected too. Well, the reasoning is because they believe the Colts are going to trade with the Texans at two and select Will Levis. That's not me saying this. This is what the experts are saying. So he might be right. Will Levis might be number two going to the Colts. And God, please, Lord, make that.
Yes. Yes.
I'm begging you. That'd be fantastic.
What are you guys' thoughts on the that test that came out that C.J. Stroud scored a 14 on? And anybody that and historically that has scored below an 80 has not panned out in the NFL.
I thought it was fake.
Yeah. Can I speak on this?
Go ahead.
All right, sweet. All right, so I don't know where I read it, but I saw a story somewhere that said that Vrabel jokingly, you know, goes up to C.J. Stroud at the Ohio Pro State Day and says, you know, go to the showers, you know, that whole conversation. Well, that conversation went down like, all right, this is what you're going to do. You're going to bomb the S2 test. Then you're going to do this and this and this, and then we're going to draft you. It's all going to be good.
So yeah,
I think it's hilarious. But
we had Matt Miller from ESPN on last week on the Texan fan battle, and he said that those draft scores usually do not get posted at all. So for somebody to release all of them seems to be fake, and a couple of the founders said that that's fake. That's not the correct score, but who knows? But for what Matt is saying, it seems like it's real fishy, like because now something's coming about. He didn't attend the Peyton Manning camp. He went to the Ohio State. He was hard to work with. He believes that somebody, I think it's the Colts, but I could be wrong, that is airing out all this stuff so he will fall.
No way. No, we're not doing that. That ain't Chris Ballard work. That ain't him.
That's Jim Irsay work right there. Let me back up a line more quick. And, hey, you know what?
I don't think the test scores are fake, but what I do think is that I think people are over putting too much priority on them. So, yes, he did score an 18 on the second time around. But the thing about it is, remember, the S2 test has been around only for 7 years. So when we use words like historically, well, we're talking about 7 years. This is not a test that's been around for a very, very long time. In fact, we didn't even, like most of the public didn't even know about the S2 until Brock Purdy came around. And the articles start coming saying, did the S2 predict his success? Until Brock Purdy came around, we didn't even know about the S2. I don't think the S2 necessarily predicts success. We don't know yet. We don't have enough historical data. That also being said is, I do think it's either the Raiders or the Colts that are trying to get him to drop. I don't know if that's, you know, if they'll succeed, but What I will say is they suck for doing that for him on a personal level, because if it works, he's just losing money. Yeah. But that, I don't think that is even the reason why if we don't take CJ Stroud, that's not the reason. The reason is because Nick just doesn't like him for whatever reason. And yeah, it's not David Mulligan. I'll throw that out there, too. It's not because of David Mulligan.
And a lot of GMs, including Nick Casario, don't even use the S2. Like, Nick Casario came out and said that he does not use the S2.
I don't think most of the NFL utilizes it. I think it's still it's something they do, but they don't put as much on it as, like, the Wonderlic test, right?
Right.
Yeah, plus I might want to mention that it is based out of Nashville. It's a Nashville-based company.
Oh, so all you got to do is pick Mayo on every answer. And
well, I'm just saying if somebody was going to leak that he had a bad score in Nashville, it makes a lot of sense, does it not?
I mean, it could be.
I mean, if we're talking, you know.
But I would – there is some rumors out there that Nick Casario does not want a quarterback after Bryce Young. He said after Bryce Young, he does not want one single one of them. Right. So don't be surprised if the Texans do not draft a quarterback this year.
Is there
why? Because I mean, if you've not seen Davis Mills play, you need to go quarterback. But
Wait, sure.
Is there a caveat to that? Is that first round? Like, is he willing to pick up a prospect in the third round that maybe can build up?
Another Davis Mills? I mean, you already have one. Why need another one?
Well, what if Hendon Hooker? What about Hendon Hooker in the second?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think at 12 you guys pick a quarterback.
I mean, it's very possible that we get Hendon Hooker or even Jaren Hall, but unfortunately right now I don't think we get a quarterback in the first round unless ownership steps in and says, hey, Nick, I know you're not trying to get a quarterback, but you're going to have to get a quarterback. And yes. I'm hoping and praying that Miss Santa, if you're watching, get me my quarterback, please.
He's the only one in the ownership – well, not ownership role, but in the front office that does not want a quarterback after Bryce Young. Everybody else, D'Amico, Cal, Hannah, all of them want a quarterback. They all want C.J. Stroud, so who knows? Hopefully Kyle McNair steps in, but we've seen it happen where he hasn't. So,
well, I only ask because I think if the Texans like say they go Anderson, I think that affects where the Jaguars might go. Because if you get a C.J. Stroud, you know I don't believe a whole lot in C.J. Stroud because he went to Ohio State, he's going to be a bum like all the others. Everybody else knows about it. He might be good, but I think that will make the Jaguars think twice about who they pick. Right. Maybe we do need to go somebody who can get after the quarterback that's athletic, you know?
Okay.
Or if they get Will Anderson, maybe that opens up a little bit more. Although the AFC, gosh, you got to get through. It's a gauntlet through all the quarterbacks that are in the AFC right now. So probably need to think quarterback /
edge.
Say edge, regardless.
I will say Matt makes a good point there with the D-line thing because, I mean, then you got, you know, the Colts have DeForest Buckner. The Titans have Jeffrey Simmons. The Texans would have Will Anderson Jr. Who would the Jags have? They had Calais Campbell.
Hopefully Josh Allen and
Trayvon Walker.
Trayvon Walker. But
yeah, because they don't got Aiden Hutchinson, so.
Such a garbage pick.
All right, folks. Well, this is the worst part of the show because it's the end. So I'll start off. I would start off with Josh, but he's like, screw you guys, I'm leaving.
See you guys. I'm going to him.
Yeah. So you can catch Josh on Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central Time on the Horseshoe Mob and also at I Am Josh Senior. VT, tell us where you can find you and what you got working.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Brown Chubby Bear. If you're stressed out about the draft, we have been having nonstop spaces, so you can be stressed out. It's group therapy. Visit the website at fanbattlesports.com for articles. And if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're watching this on Facebook or Twitter, check out the YouTube at Texans Fan Battle Podcast for other videos as well as our live podcast Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central.
All right. And Max, where are we going to find you at?
You can find me at Maximus Titan Fan, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, pretty much everywhere. We try to do videos as much as we can. I will be doing a draft special for sure.
All right.
Thank you for having me on.
Ain't no problem. Matt, I'll start with you. Where is Mighty at?
You can find me at Matthew G Sports on Twitter. You can also find us at Jags Fan Battle on Twitter. Be on the lookout, guys. All of our social medias. We're going to be rolling out a rebranding here in the next few weeks. Hopefully this next couple days we'll have it all figured out. It's going to be awesome, and we're excited to continue working with the Fan Battle Network. And please, guys, check out the website. I think it's fanbattlesports.com. Am I correct, VT?
That's correct.
Awesome content there, not just for us, but VT over there has been just tearing it up with the content on the end. Having Matt Miller, gosh, I feel like we need to scream for the rooftop, guys. The Texans Fan Battle, as much as I hate the Texans, they balled it out. Matt Miller, like congrats on that, guys. Like,
you're welcome, all right? You're welcome.
So be sure to check them out, but first, you know, the Jags fan.
All right. Cody Cold Gaming, where can I find you?
At Cody Cold Gaming, just about anywhere. And then Jaguars Fan Battle. Matt is awesome in this rebranding. I had a sneak peek of it. It looks great.
And we catch that what? Tuesday at what time?
Tuesday at
8:30. 9:30. Right? 9:30.
Oh, we're
9:30 for the off season, and we're going to push to 8:30 on the regular season. But okay. We're going to work.
And that's Eastern time.
Eastern time. Best time. East time.
If you say so.
Time.
Right. You can find me at A1 Day One Texans. I just dropped an article on the website. Matt and BT just mentioned. I have picked every first round pick for each team in the first round mock draft. Pretty great at fanbattlesports.com. So check that out. And you can find me and BT with our boy Crenshaw Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Central. Next week, we're going to have John Kumpler on, a great Houston beat writer, to keep talking about the draft. And then afterwards, we plan on having Matt Miller come back and a couple others. So make sure you check that out. Also, if you are going to be live at Kansas City in draft, we have a live draft party at Brickhouse KC. So make sure you come check us out. Me, VT, and Chris all be there with Chris Jackson from the Horseshoe Mom. So it's going to be a fan battle love fest. Some punches might be thrown. Who knows? It all depends. Depends on what happens. But make sure you check out the podcast at AFCSFB everywhere. And guys, if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe. That's Fan Battle Sports. Check it out. Great stuff. Till then, guys, have a wonderful week and enjoy the draft chaos with the Texans to start. And Sam Le-
Tyson, about to be the clash of the titans. Strike like a lightning bolt. You feel the ground pounding, that might be the coast. Quick like a jolt, like to hit when